I grew up in Malaysia. I grew up in Malaysia, a little country called Malaysia, where my father's from. He's from Malaysia, but my mother was from England. But she flew out to Malaysia. Malaysia used to be part of the British Empire. So my mother was sent out as a volunteer archaeologist to Malaysia to dig it up, see if they missed anything first time around. But when she got to Malaysia, she noticed that's quite a dangerous place, right? And so she decided to take up martial arts lessons to learn how to defend herself. And she turns up at the dojo, and who should be my mother's kung fu teacher but old Papa Wang. My father, not me. I don't call myself Papa Wang. I didn't back to the future my mum. It was my dad. So I'm half white fella, but I tend to be identified as a Chinese person here in the West. You tend to be defined by what separates you from your environment, right? In the UK, in America, I'm a Chinese guy. In Malaysia, I was the white guy. That was me, all white Wang walking down the road. That was me. All the locals would look out the windows, oh shit, white Wang's coming. Lock up the bread. I'm very happy to be defined that way. I'm very proud to be Chinese. It's great being Chinese. We don't tell y'all because we don't want you joining. There's too many members already, but it's great. You know, it's great being Chinese. A lot of perks to being Chinese. Good family values, you know, fun festivals. You don't have to change the color on your emojis. It saves a lot of time. You get to learn some funky languages as well when you're Chinese. When I was a kid in Malaysia, I learned some Mandarin, Mandarin Chinese. I've forgotten a bit of my Mandarin. The bit that I've forgotten is all of the reading and writing. Chinese writing is very difficult, okay? It's not like English. There's no alphabet from which you can just build any conceivable word that comes into your head. Quidditch, fuck off. Chinese is a real language. You just have to memorize 10,000 pictures and hope for the best. But the speaking tends to be a little more manageable, speaking Chinese, and I try and practice my speaking whenever I can, and I had an opportunity recently in Kuala Lumpur, the capital of Malaysia. I was talking to a woman who I thought was Chinese. She looked Chinese to me. And she was Chinese. I get it right every time. I'm looking on a perfect score. I said, "Where are you from?" And she said, "China." And I thought, yes, perfect score. And then I thought, what a prime opportunity for young Wang over here to demonstrate his mad Mandarin skills in front of a local. So I plucked up my courage and I came up with a plan, right? I decided that I was going to tell her in Mandarin that I could speak Mandarin. In Mandarin. Mandarin squared. Mandarinception. So I got ready and I went, "Oh, you're from China. 我会说一点华文. And then she said, "Mm-hmm, yeah, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah, okay." And that was it. I was so annoyed. I thought she'd be more impressed the white Wang could speak Chinese, but whatever, right? Whatever. We continue our conversation in English, and we get onto the subject of why she is in Malaysia, and she tells me that she's traveling. And so I decide to try my Mandarin one more time and ask her if she's traveling alone. And so I said, 你自己来吗? And then she said, "Oh, you speak Chinese." So on the one hand, I was glad she now knew I could speak Chinese. But on the other hand, what did she think I was doing the first time? Because from her perspective, I just went, "Oh, you're from China. Ching chong, ching chong, ching ching chong, ching ching chong, ching ching chong, ching ching pong pong tong tong tong, ching ching chong chong chong." And she was so polite, she went, "Mm-hmm, yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. That's us, all right."
Catch Phil Wang in The Comedy Lineup, only on Netflix.